Old Chuck was one of them naturally bright guys that just acted like an idiot. But if you told him something, he knew it. He could figure out stuff. But never could get him to participate, never could get him to do anything. But one day, almost up, ninth grader, he's about 6'3", about 250. Just as dumb looking as they come, and talk dumb, but he's sharp. He's sharp. He hits pretty good. One time, he was bad to daydream and stand up. And when one, I was up at the board just teaching away, you know. All of a sudden, look back and, Coach Stokes. I have reached him. I have finally peeled through all the layers and reached and got stimulated something back there between them eyes, way back there behind the Miracle Whip. And he goes,
in the refrigerator of his mind.
In the refrigerator of his mind, I thought I had perhaps tapped the old hard curled up piece of bologna that's back there. There you go. Yeah, Chuck, you got a question? Yeah, Chuck got a question. I've been sitting here thinking about this. Okay, so we were talking about acids and bases and salts, okay? That was what I was going through. I just sitting here wondering, that should have told me something. I was just sitting here wondering if you could ever really get strong enough to where you could pick yourself up. Needless to say, I was deflated. But all I could come up with was the obvious answer to me at the time. It was, well, Chuck, yeah, you can. So that's not the hard part. The hard part is keeping yourself once you get up. And he sat there and looked at me cross-eyed like he usually did. And, yeah. So I never dreamed of reaching Chuck again. It just wasn't going to happen.
You know, the older I get, the more stories I hear of Dad when he was a kid. He tried to carry himself in a pair of cowboy boots one time. Grab hold of the straps.
Yeah.
Tore the straps off, you know. Then he tried it a second time. With a hat. A brand new straw
Stepped in.
Then he couldn't ever get it to work.
It was a while before he got another one.
I think it was long about the same time he lost a crayon in the barrel of sorghum.
He had to drink all the sorghum.
Well, Pop made sorghum. You know, he grew sorghum, and he'd make, syrup out of it. And, well, they have a barrel back there on the back porch, and Dad walked by, dipped his finger in there every time. Well, one day he walked there with a crayon. He's dipping that crayon in there, eating that sorghum off his crayon. He dropped his crayon in the barrel of sorghum. He said, rocked on her for a few weeks. He said, Mama found it. Said, boy, I got a whooping.
And crayon won't sink in sorghum, I bet. He was just doing
it. He lost it in there. He couldn't find it. It went to the bottom.
Really? I thought it would probably
it was
floated.
It was warm. It's summertime.
What?
It was warm. Summertime, that sorghum was thin.
I think this might be a dirty mind test. He talking about sticking his crayon in something warm and sticky.
Tail done gone off deep in there. I swear.
Well, you the one here. You the one
that brought it up.
You brought it up. You talk about whoever thought of, who would have ever thought of. That's not a random story. He came here. That's why he come. That's why he got here late.
He came here late.
Oh, we're talking about carrying yourself.
Yeah, that's right. We were carrying yourself. Crayon and sorghum. Oh, I see the connection.
You know how your mind works. You'd be thinking about something 10 minutes later. It's totally off, but it led there.
I'm getting to know how yours is working right here.
You're dead. Oh, I'm still young. Everything still works on me.
I guess that's in
the story. What was that product you talked about ordering?
Yeah, I know.
That didn't have anything to do with the function. It had to do with size.
What was the name of that? Extend or something like that? Extend what?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them people to come up with
no,
that
product.
No,
that's Insight with Bob.
You know, the people that the head-on apply directly to...